Tuesday Shir Lama Tess.
We start the Cheshvan and Gemara. A little Ore. Some Bochim asked today. Discuss long with all the Rabbeim, the Othnish Klo. And the Din of Moide B'Miktsas. And the story of Ahu Raya. Is an interesting Ore B'Pshat. Was a roye. Every day they gave him with eilim. One day they gave him without eilim. He claimed he never got. Lebesoif came two eilim that they saw that he ate two. Now, the shaila is the eilim came, they saw that he ate two. So, where is the raya that he gave him to?
Listen.
Every day he gave him sheep. Today he claimed, I also gave. The guy said, I never got them. Came to Aidin and said, he ate two. Who said that these two, the guy gave him? Maybe today no one gave him no sheep. He got so angry that no one gave him no sheep. He went, he grabbed two sheep, and he ate them. What is the raya that Hitaki gave him sheep? Every day he gave him sheep. Today he was no Eidim, he claimed that also gave 10 sheep. Came the Eidim and said, we saw he ate two. So Vice says, I was a ganav, I ate two. I said, where is the raya for the mixta satayin? He said, I gave. Where is the raya? Where is the raya for the moide b'miktsas? And I will explain the oimek of the shaila. The only give the shayla is, it's a shayla chadosh, I'm not so sure. If someone comes to his friend, you owe me $100. The guy says, I owe you 50. It's made of mixtos. The guy says, listen, I don't owe you golnish. By the way, 10 years ago, when we learned in yeshiva, I stole 5 shekel from you. It's a made of mixtos. You said, I gave you $100. You never gave me. By the way, you reminded me now, I have a whole story with you. I took 5 shekel. It's considered a mitzvah b'miktsas. So, ledaiti for sure not. Ledaiti for sure not.
The
shaykh is to this time. The mitzvah is mitzvah, he owes 5 shekel. If you look at it, money-wise. He's mitzvah, you're asking for 100, I say I owe 5. Other than that, we'll put it in the yeshiva shenusach. Dav zayn mitzvah b'miktsas a taine. Dav zayn mitzvah b'miktsas the taine. The first tzad is, I'm asking for 100. If you made it for 5, so you made it. No, the story is, it's a made it in mixtas. The maestro, you must get to pay me 5. This is considered a made it in mixtas. Or not? So all of you are saying, and I think you're right below this, that is mistaber zeyer stark. That of zayn moide b'miktsa satayne. He has to be moide in a part of the taina. As is the glatka. You could argue, but I'm saying, what is the Gladkeit? The Gladkeit is that Zayin Moide be Mikzas Atayne. If you're not Moide be Mikzas Atayne, you're not Chay. After we say that this is the Gladkeit, as the Zayin Moide be Mikzas Atayne. Now, Lechur and Har Sugye, he said, I gave you 100 sheep. The Edim came and said, we saw he ate two. Who said that he gave? Maybe Itake never gave no sheep. The guy went and he stole two sheep. So here's the shaila. You could say, lo mishane. Abi, it's the same sheep that I'm claiming that I gave you and you took them, it's also mikzas atayne. You're right, I say I gave them in the morning. The Edim say, two sheep are by him. So it's also enough for mikzas atayne. I'm just saying option. Other, like you're saying, that Take, because every day he gave, and today he claims also that he gave, and we found them, it's mistaba that it's the same sheep that mistome I gave. If that would be the pshat, if you remember when we started the sugya, the Rishonim asked the kasha, why is such a long story? Every day he gave, today he did not give, with Edim, and he claimed that he gave, and the Edim gave. Say stam, Ahudu amar lechavrei, I gave you sheep. The guy says, no, you did not give me sheep. And then the Edim found that he did give sheep. Why do we have to have a whole long story? This is what the Rashba's kasha. And the Maria Abua. And lefi that, this will be the answer. Because if the story did not happen, that first he gave every day, now that we will see two sheep, mechetese, that these two sheep were given by Zapikon, and could be this what the Rashba means. Could be that this, look good in the Lashon HaRashba, in a big vikuach now. Maybe this what the Rashba means. Maybe this what the Rashba means. But it comes out a gewaltige Gemore. That the part of the story is a chiddush here in the story, not stam that the Edim came and found that he has two in his hands, and he's a ganev for having the two. We'll see in Amud Beis if it's called a ganev, the fact that he has two and he doesn't want to give them back. But as a chiddush, but teich advarim of the Gemara, that this is called a moedim b'miktas. And I'm saying again, loy motzanu dvarim bruchim. I just. And now when I ask that child, I'm asking a child. Why is called a Moed B'Mikzas? A Bocher asked me this child today. I just don't remember who, but a Bocher asked me this child today. I can't remember who, you know. It's Alam Onishm. What? Yes, it's a
Like a
Bocher. We're clearing b'ilchis moide b'miktsas. This is the sugya. If a guy is moide and money, shaloi mi minatayne. Well, it's a gemara. Toan rechitim v'hoida b'saririm. The gemara said it's not called moide b'miktsas. We have a gemara. What to explain? We have a gemara. Toan rechitim v'hoida b'saririm. It's not moide b'miktsas. That is clear. If it's a different story completely, it's a gemara that it's not called moide b'miktsas. Has to be, even if he owes money, has to be made in the same story. This is the Friedrich Meis and the Gemara. So if he says, I owe you five shekel for a mole will learn the Yeshiva, so as if it's on the Chitim, Voidel, and Besoirim, that Lechur, he's not Chai. Here the Shaila is, the Edim come. But also has to be the Zalbazach, yeah? Ton the Chitim and the Edim say he owes Soirim, as Nishkin Moidel and Mikzas. Here, Ton the Kvosim, and the Edim say, yeah, the Kvosim Abayim. Again, the Kvosim Abayim. But it's not given. The Edim don't know if it was given. Like I say, I gave you, give it back to me. The Edim say, he ate the Kvosim. If the Edim would say the Kvosim Abayim, then for sure it's a Minatayne. He asks for the Kvosim. I gave you them, and it's by him. Also, not Mamash the Zalbatayne. Here, the Edim don't say it's by him. He stole Kvosim. He ate the Kvosim. This is what the Edim say. He ate the Kvosim. And steht in der Gemara that this is called Meile Bemikzas. Rashi Mamesh, but Rashi Shittos, the Evi Ador Seidim, Rashi calls it this. But Rashi says Mamesh. Rashi Tanam in Likeles and Rabchir, ve'en gan Hidoi Bemikzas. Aber in Isol and Rabchir, it's a Meile Bemikzas. So it's Mevoyer in the Gemara. So what you're answering, that Val was a story, so we might, first it's a Chiddush, because we don't mamish have Eidim at the Meidim B'Mikzas. It's a Meidim B'Mikzas with around, yeah? When the Eidim said that he ate. You answer me, because every day he gave it, so Mistomet was a Pikot. And that is enough to be Mechayiv Shu as Meidim B'Mikzas. And we don't see for sure that he gave it. Minei, really someone was dying before, that Lu Yitzu, he says that he ate two different ones, is nothing more to discuss. Then it's Tani Chitim, Vayidah B'Sayim. But that is not Megia to our sugya. We didn't ask maybe it's two different sheep. That would be good to answer why it says Minei. Because if it's not Minei, if he ate two different sheep, there's nothing more to discuss. Because it's Tani Chitim, Vayidah B'Sayim. Here we're discussing the Zelbe Tzvei Chit. The Zelbe Kvosim that I claim that I gave, they found by him. Now, but the Shaila is, where we saw that they gave it, maybe the guy just grabbed it. Forget, he knows the Kvosim. He's the Roya every day. They know him. So he went quietly to the house, and forgot, every day he can't eat them. Because the guy gives him and ate him. By night, he has to give it back. Today, no one came to give it. So he went quietly. He said, today, I will eat them. I'll tell you, Fakel, you see, because you didn't give it to me to wash today, you gave it to someone else, they got lost. Fakel, this was his cheshmer, he will eat it today, you see? Next guy, you see, it disappeared. But this is the shaila, where is the Meidah B'Mikzas?
Lechur?
What?
No.
The pshat of the Gova Galen.
Every sheep he has is a rented sheep. At the end of the day, they all went home.
That's like a shoe. I say that I stole. The Eidim say that he stole. Listen, that's a simple question. I'm Treveya, I gave you a Pikotin, give it back. The Eidim say we see it by him. It doesn't mean it was a Pikotin, it could be it was a Xayla. This is the simple question.
He said, Nabil Likon. So there really is a crack in what his claim answered.
And I was not Malvin. Now the Eidim have them in a Gezer. The Shaila is where we know that it's a Halvor. This is the Oreb Pshat. So it could be it's enough that it's the same Dinu Dvorim and the Zelbe Kvasim. Can Zayn that is enough. And Can Zayn, like you are answering, Vay was a whole story here that every day he gave, and we have a Reyese, says, Mistabel Take, that is a guy, literally a guy comes and says, I gave you Kvasim. He never gave me. Then we find that he stole two. This is a mix of the time. This is what they wanted to answer. So I'm saying, and maybe this is what the Rishonim meant. The Rishonim asked you a kasha, what is the ganze arichas? And they say words that are very hard to understand. Could be this is what they meant. Nachzor l'inyaneinu. Mikol mekoyim is mevu in the gemara that he's chayav shvus made it b'miktzas. The gemara says he's a choshut because he stole, he ate, and shekeneg the nishba v'noiter. And then for the gemara, what's with heses? Vay is a chiv shvus heses. When the guy comes up with his friend, I gave you kvosim, so make a shvur she connect the shvur zesses. And the Gemara says, takandala, takandala evdim. It's only a she connect doi and shvuas meidim b'miktzas, and there's no shvur she connect doi and a shvur zesses. Yeah? Klo. So we'll try a little bit to boy eyes the suki. It's mevur here in the Gemara ha'aloche that when you have a choshut, Shekenegdoi nishba venoita. When you have a choshut, shekenegdoi nishba venoita. What is the pshat in this aloche that when you have a choshut, shekenegdoi nishba venoita? Reblei Malin explains very good the two studim. We'll boy it ois a shtik, it will be a dover sholem. We know alamol is aloche when a person is mechayev his friend the shvur. Eidechot comes, mechayev shvur. Moed b'mitzas is chayev shvur. If the guy does not want to make a shvur, he has to pay. He has an option. Called oiti shova, oiti shale. Not everyone knows. No shach is the mitoich. When I come over, you mechayev a shvur, you have an option. Oiti shova, oiti shale. This is the regular halacha. Oyti shava, oyti shale. Idecha comes, you stole this box from Yena. Other pay a box, other make a shvua. No, I never stole the box. When we mix that, I'm only in 50, you make a shvua. I only owe 50. Oyti shava, oyti shale. This is the halacha alamot. Oyti shava, oyti shale. There's another halacha. If someone cannot make a shvua, what is the case? It's not a regular moedah b'miktzas. It says 50 I owe, 50 I don't remember. What do you want to make a shvua now that he doesn't remember? There's no shvua that you don't remember. Again, the first case says 50 I owe, 50 I do not owe. So we tell him oyti shava, oyti shalom. And Echad says you stole. He said I didn't steal. Oyti shava, oyti shalom. It's a case that he cannot make a shvua. His ain't any idea. Chamishim yadane, chamishim lo yadane. I don't know. Or the Eidechot says, you stole. And he says, I grabbed it. Aber ein chatfi, vedidi chatfi. So what do you make a shvua now? That it's his? The Eidechot didn't say that it's not his. The Eidechot only said a raya that he grabbed. The Eidechot only said that he took it. So when he cannot make a shvua, as a halacha mitoich she'eino yochel lehishova meshalem. It's kimat similar to the halacha of oitishova oitishalem. This oitishova oitishalem makes sense. We'll give you an option. Or to make a shvua or to pay. Here you're not giving me an option. I don't know. I'm asking to make a shvua that I don't know. So no. We don't want your shvua. Pay. So the first halacha is oitishova oitishalem. But we take the regular moedah b'miktzas. Chamishim I owe, chamishim not. Either to show that not, or to pay the rest. And then there's any idea when he doesn't know. So mitoich shein yochol yishova meshale. He can, there's no shvua of any idea. Val, there's no shvua of any idea. So we tell him, mitoich shein yochol yishova meshale. This is the halacha that is called mitoich. Mitoich shein yochol yishova meshale. Alochev mitoich. Till here it's clear. Now is another aloch. Hoyo choshud al hashvua. It's choshud. Shekenegdoi nishba venoita. And these are the three alochis that we have in Masech Teshuas. Kivegit ha-gigil nashas is bothering him. Why it's here? We're going to give him nashas. אם תוימר, יש לעין, אכתול יעקוש שכאן. If you learn, Baba, the vow we're learning it here, משום התאיסס later we'll explain, Reb Nochum explains why we, in our sugya we're learning this noise. Aber the vow, we learn the third halacha. The first halacha we said, חמישים I owe, חמישים not, אוי תשובה, אוי תשאלה. חמישים ידענה, חמישים לא ידענה. So, חמישים יפה, זה לא ידענה, יקה מקשבוע, מתוך שאין יוכל להישובה משאלה. And then we have a choshut. He says, chamishim yes, chamishim no. Chamishim yes, chamishim no. And he wants to make a shvua, but we can't. He's a choshut. He's a choshut. So, shekenegdoi nishba venoite. Zogt reblei malin yesh lehistapek. What is the pshat in the halacha shekenegdoi nishba venoita? What is the pshat in the halacha shekenegdoi nishba venoita? And I will say two tzedodim. One tzad zogt reblei mali. Be'etzem, val de choshut cannot make a shvua. Val de choshut cannot make a shvua. So what had to be the halacha be'etzem? If the choshut cannot make a shvua, what had to be the halacha? What? Pay. So be'etzim had to be the halacha mitoich shein yochel liyishova mishal. Just in a choshut, they decided that the shekenegdoi will do a shvua. Again, in the first case, oy tishova oy tishalem. If he doesn't want to make a shvua, he pays. Kshein yochel liyishova mishal. Bechoshut. Also, be'etzem is mitoich shin yochol yishava mishalem. Choshut, he can't ishmach on a shvua. Although they said, Shekenegdoi will make a shvuah. Why they said, we'll see later in the days. He goes, Lishafkes chaya lechol beria. Everyone will come to the choshut, we'll give him $1, we'll ask him for 5,000. The guy will say, I want to make a shvuah, I only owe you $1. We'll say, you're choshut, paid me $4,999. The answer is, Shekenegdoi nishma v'noitem. This is one tzad. Klo? Lefid this tzad. Listen carefully, because this is devot. When he comes and he collects the money with the shvuah, it's shvuah sanoitli? Or he's collecting the money anyways, just he needs the shvuah, because Chazal wanted to make a shvuah when he's collecting. Now, what is the pshat? It's a shvuah sanoitli. He has a koyach, a strength to be goyve with the shvuah. Or be'etzem, he could take the money even without the shvuah. This letzerech ha'inyan, mitzad le'shavkes, Chazal want that the other person will make a shvuah when he's collecting the money. How you will be magdil if he this tzad? It's a shvuah sanoitli, or it's not a shvuah sanoitli? What? It's a shvuah sanoitli or not? It's a shvuah sanoitli or not? What? You understand? It's not a shvuah sanoitli. This is the first tzad. This is the first tzad. It's not a shvuah sanoitli. Be'etzem, he collects the money. Why he collects his money? Because you cannot take a shvuah your choshur, you have to pay. You have to pay. You have to pay. You have to pay. No, boss. They feel bad. So while they feel bad for the person, so they tell the choshur that shekenegdoi make a shvuah. They tell the shekenegdoi to make a shvuah, but it's not a shvuah sanoitli. Unazei is mefurish and the ram and shvuas in the beginning of the seventh perek. Perek kol anishvoim. The ram asks a kasha. Kol anishvoim shebatoiro nishvoim veloi meshalmim. Ve'elu nishvoim venoitli. Hasochir, hagoizer, hanechbal. Ve'shekenegdoi choshud al ha'shvuah. Frek the ram. Shekenegdoi is not shvuas anoitli. He has to pay anyways. As Leishavkes, we told this guy to make a shvuah. But it's not shvuas anoitlim. Shvuas anoitlim is like chen v'ni al pinkosoi. Be'etzem, you don't owe me money. They trust the owner of the store to come over to make a shvuah and to collect money. But if he can't make a shvuah, he's not collecting. He's collecting with a shvuah. Here is the opposite. Be'etzem, you mitoich. V'im toim azog deran. V'okochoshiv shekenegdoi. The Medina is the Mishkal Beloik Shvuah. Mishum the Abelim Mechuyim Shvuah Ve'en Yochel Yishava Meshavim. Ela Shechachom Mechmiru Olov Shelo Elitel Ela Beshvuah Vizal Leshavkes. Aber Be'emes His Koyach HaNetila is not Mikoyach HaShvuah. His Koyach HaNetila is Mikoyach what? Mitoyach Shen Yochel Yishava Meshavim. We said why? Not a punishment. Leshavkes, Leshavkes. Saving the world. Not a punishment. We don't have a braille. We need to save the world. We have to make things to be properly. We can't make the world that people, that one guy that could mess up the whole world and it will go over to every choshun and it will make him to pay money that he doesn't deserve. So we didn't have a braille. We fixed the world. That's not a kasha. This is one tzad. The other tzad is no. And choshud, we don't say mitoich. We say mitoich when a guy doesn't want to pay, doesn't want to make a shvuah if he can't. Any idea? But the choshud says, I want to make a shvuah, and I'm making a shvuah. You don't want to believe me? It's your problem. Chazal say, oy tishava, oy tishalev. I'm asking him to make a shvuah. You don't want to trust me. I'm asking him to make a shvuah. So while I'm asking him to make a shvuah, you don't say mitoich. I'm asking him to make a shvuah, you don't make mitoich. So why Chazal made a nutak on it when a guy is a choshuv? So he doesn't have to make a shvua because we don't trust him and he's not paying. So they made a takone that she kenegdo nishba and shvua sanoidlim, he could take the money. These are the two tzadim the way Reb Leib Mali does Maimi the Shaila. If b'choshud be'etzem is not mocking for a shvua, why? Because be'etzem is mitoich. Val is not masking to make a shvua. Val we can trust the shvua. Be'etzem he has to pay. No, as for shavkes, Chazal said that she connected will make a shvua when he collects. But be'etzem the b'chiyuv tashlum in losh naran is mitzad ikar adin ischayev l'shalem. אלו שחכום הם יחמירו, אז יהיה לו במחן השבוע when he takes the money. One way. עוד עני. בחושוד is no mitoich. He wants to make a שבוע. You don't let him. He does not mitoich. Why she connect and makes a שבוע? ענה יהיה תקונה דרבונון. That, and it doesn't build shvuas anoyklim. And if you see the ritva in shvuas, as there is mashma at the beginning of Perek Kol HaNishboim, the Ran says it's a mistake. Shchoshud doesn't have to be in the mishnah of shvuas anoyklim. He's not a part of shvuas anoyklim. Shvuas anoyklim are people that the etzim did not have. A, well, we said shnayim oyach. We had a chir. What is shvuas anoyklim and niftorim? We explain. The pshat be etzim he gets a half. Just we want the shvua. Or be etzim he doesn't get a half. Only with the shvua we give him. So now we go back to our thesis. So our thesis asked the kasha, why bechoshud is a halacha shekenegdo nishma venoiter? Why bechoshud is a halacha shekenegdo nishma venoiter? Why bechoshud shekenegdo nishma venoiter? And any idea, we didn't say shekenegdo nishma venoiter. Right? This was thesis's kasha. Why it's here? The Etzim, we have cloud. We said the vowel three klolim in shvuas. When a guy doesn't want to make a shvua, he pays. When he doesn't know, he pays. And a choshud kenegdoi. Frek tesis, why when he doesn't know, we don't say she kenegdo? And tesis says the first teretz lo shafkes. So what is the first teretz? The first teretz learns mamash like the rad. בעצם is bitoich shen yochel yishav ha-mishalem. Just in a choshut, we have to say shekenek de nishma din ken leishav kizchay lechol beri. Every guy will come over to the choshut, we'll give him $1, then we'll ask for $1,000,000, and he will have to pay. So we said that shekenek de nishma make a shvua. But בעצם the first tenets is mamish like the rat. I say the bach, so it's everyone, the first tenets mamish like the rat. That בעצם is a regular chiyuv tashlumi. A regular chiyuv tashlumi. Just we have Rachmanes, so we said Shekenegdoi. Be'ini Yodea is no Rachmanes, and no one knows if you're Ini Yodea or not. You could say no, I don't know the money. So Bemele, only here they have to make a takana Shekenegdoi. So the first teretz is for sure going with this side of the Chakire, the way we told them, we remind me the Chakire very close. Now the Shaila is, what is the second teretz of this? Comes Thesis in the second teretz, and he says, "V'oi the hosom omal eshvu dei reis leisli alecho oy tishova oy tishalem, aval ochi uberotzin ishova im nanichayu velekach lo yishalem." So the Bach learns that the second teretz learns like the second tzad of the chakira. No, and choshen is no mitoich. So be'etzem the choshen is potu. He's masking to make a shvua. So it's no mitoich. So be'etzem is potu. So Chazal did not have a brayer. They made a takone that she connected and nishma venoiter. But be'ini yodea is mitoich, so you pay. So this will be the machlekes both of the terutzim. The first teretz will learn by choshen is also mitoich. So why they made she connected? My shnom im ein yodea lo yishav kizchaye. The second teretz, no. And ein yodea is not making a shvua mitoich she'er lo yishav mishalem. Bechoshut, he's masking to make a shvua, so it's no mitoich. So be'etzem is potu. And lefi the second teretz, it's shvua sanoikli. As I, the Bach, and I think Tzadik Chai, it's Tzadik Zayin, the Bach learned that this is machlekes, this chakira is machlekes, both of the rutsim. Or we said maybe the Ran and Ritva and Shvuas, this is the machlekes, both of the rutsim. The first teretz learns that in the choshut, and a choshud is mitoich. Why do metaket shekneg do istam maslu shavkes to save him? But beetzim he has to pay. Beini yedeya he has to pay. There is no shavkes, but mele he pays. Second teres learns no. Pasha, there's no mitoich bechoshud because he's masking li yishova. Yeah. But all of the achroinim did not like to learn that is this, that the second teretz is choylik and the whole yesoid. They want to learn that the second teretz is masking with the yesoid, that even by choshut is mitoich shein yochel liyishova mishalem. Even by choshut. And the second teretz is also holding like the first teretz. He's only saying another reason why chassad said shekenegdoi. Be'ini yodea you pay. Why bechoshud you don't pay in the shekenegdoi? So if the first teretz, it's l'shavkes, be'etzim he had to pay, we had rachmones. Second teretz says similar. You know why? The guy wants to make a shvuah. You don't let him, you make him to pay. It's not nice. At least make the other guy to make a shvuah. But it's another svore. It's another svore in the zelbe zach. It's another svore in the zelbe zach. So it comes out like this. So both of the terutzim are learning, both of the terutzim are learning as was, that be'etzem is a mitoich by a choshud as well. Is the fruit. So why he doesn't pay? Other l'shavkes, it's not nice, the guy really wants to make a shvuah, he feels like the whole time they didn't give him the chance. I want it. The guy says, any of them, you didn't make a shvuah, what we could do, we have to pay. If the guy wanted to pay, we have to do it. We said, why is mistabo to learn that there's no machleik is both the terutzim? Because we said, if the second teretz would be choylek and learn that in a choshud is no mitoich, he would have to say ve'oid yeshloima, not ve'oid. I explain, not a small deal. If we learn that it's a yisaydis dike machleikis, if it's a mitoich and a choshud or not, the first teretz learns that it's mitoich and choshud, and the second teretz learns that it's no mitoich and choshud. There's no mitoich and a choshud. Ve'oid yeshloima ha'andere teretz. The first teretz learns that is mitoich and choshud. Ve'oid yeshloima is no mitoich and choshud. So the whole kasha doesn't start. You ask the kasha why we don't say mitoich and choshud. Why you say shekenegdoi? It's no mitoich and a choshud. It's no mitoich and a choshud. So it's very glad. Teis had to say ve'oid yeshloima. If Teis doesn't say ve'oid yeshloima, as mashma, he's going weiter with the same yesoy that he said before. What was the same yesoy that he said before? That be'emes is mitoich. So why we don't pay? The leshafkes ve'oid, because the guy wants. So b'meila we made the other guy. Then you could say ve'oid another reason. But if it's a change. If a ganze lomdes, it's a change of a ganze lomdes. So you have to say ve'oid yeshloima, not ve'oid. Ve'oid what? That's the kasha. Why he doesn't pay? Ve'oid. It's not ve'oid. Ve'oid yeshloima, but the kasha is not a kasha. This is the reason the duke of ve'oid is mashma. Also the same thing that Tesis in Tzadik Zayin only brings down the first teretz. Tzadik Zayin and Mubei Tesis only writes down the second teretz. So we will nemtzachon now, like the first that it was saying one teretz both terutzim, like most of the achroinim are learning pshat and teisves, that be'emes and choshud you also say mitoich. So why the choshud doesn't have to pay and we say shekenegdoi as l'shavkes chaya, we scared that everyone will take money from the choshud, so we say that it's shekenegdoi. And we said that the achroinim bring a starke raya to this tzad. A starke raya to this tzad. Achroinim bring a starke raya to this tzad. What is the starke raya to this tzad? As a aloche, hoyu shneim chashudim. What would be if shneim chashudim? So the aloche is choshud, shekenegdo nishma venoite. Hoyu shneim chashudim. Chozro shvu ale mikoimo, ומתוך שאין יוכל להישב המשלם. If Choshu doesn't have to pay, too bad the other guy can't make a shvur, but I don't have to pay. It's command no way to answer it. אז הלוך היו שניהם חשודים, חוזרו שבוע למקוימו, ומתוך שהם יוכל להישב המשלת. איבן חושר בידור נושא מתוך, זה איבן אם שתיהם חשודים. So that's the guy who's also a choshen. So the shvuah goes back to me. But it's no mitoich. So we are going now, lefi derech ha-melech, lefi the pashtes, that b'choshut is a halochem mitoich she'im yochel l'yishov ha-mishalem. B'choshut mitoich she'im yochel l'yishov ha-mishalem. Why does she connect and makes a shvuah? Poshut v'ot rachmon ha-safer. The l'yishav kezchaye, other... The guy wants to make a shvuah to make him to pay. The guy says, listen, I want, you don't let him, it's not fair. I pay. And the guy feels mad at you. I stole once. Now I'm an elderly guy. I want to make a shvuah. I'm starting paying. It's not fair. So the man, they had to make this devoid of thesis. Till here, it's glad. Well, mamshich miyad, the thesis in Amud Beis, that is a hemshich to this thesis. The Gemara asked the kasha, instead of shekenegdo in moide b'miktas, make sure to connect the Shvuas Eses. Zog the Gemara, takantele takantele yavdina. And Shvuas Moedim Mikzas, b'choshu, the shekenegdo is nishba. B'Shvuas Eses, we don't say that the shekenegdo is nishba. Right, so the Gemara has the kasha, v'teipukle, make the Shvuas Eses. Zog the Gemara, and b'meine, the shekenegdo will make the Shvuas Eses. So Gemara, takantele takantele yavdina. Frek teisis akasha in Amud Beis. ומתוך שאין יוכל לישוע משלם לא ישעי חוכה כדי פרישיס. You're right that the shekenegdo doesn't have to make a shvua. Because Chazal will not be talking a shvua that shekenegdo, I hear. But why we don't say מתוך שאין יוכל לישוע משלם? He's a חושוד. Say מתוך שאין יוכל לישוע משלם. So Tesis is asking a question. על שבוע הססס now. We're not going now Shvuah Moedim B'Mikzah, Shvuah Seses. Frek the Gemara is a choshut. The Roya is a choshut. So let the owner of the sheep to make a Shvuah and to collect the other 8 sheep. Takante le takante lo yavdina. Frek Teises, the owner had to make a Shvuah Seses. And he can make a Shvuah Seses. Same mitoich shein yochel l'yishava meshalem. We don't say mitoich. What Tesis means? Why we don't say mitoich? Why we don't say mitoich? What could be the pshat? Why we don't say mitoich? So we have two pshatim in Tesis. Why we don't say mitoich? The Emes of Pshat, maybe we'll start with the Emes of Pshat, Rabbeinu Peretz, Teisus HaRosh, the Maharam in the second Pshat. Because Teisus says in Gimel Amud Beis that B'Shvuah the Rabbonon we don't say Mitoich. And this is what Teisus means. And in Shvuah the Rabbonon we don't say Mitoich. So while in Shvuah the Rabbonon we don't say Mitoich. So Mele, you don't say Mitoich. This is the main Pshat. אז זה זוג תיסרוש, אז זה זוג רבנו פרץ, אז זה זוג דמערם in the second shot. שש. Some had a different shot in this day. That כדיפרישיס, he doesn't mean דו גימל עמוד בייז, it's too far. Don't say כדיפרישיס. He means עמוד א'. What he said in עמוד א'? Hey, what he said in עמוד א'? Why we don't say מתוך? See, לפי our פשט, in Amud Aleph, we didn't find nothing. What we found in Amud Aleph? We said mitoich. We said just the shekenek that makes a shvua. In Amud Aleph, we said a mitoich. לפי the second פשט, that בחושך we don't say mitoich, that could be the פשט, that בחושך we don't say mitoich. But we don't want to learn like that פשט.
Don't have to ask cash, it's
a problem, it's losh, loishayich. No, I'm asking why talk or not. Why we don't say mitoich?
From
the moon,
we have the most
cash was. I'm asking why we don't do mitoich. I'm asking why we don't do mitoich.
It's late enough for half an hour.
Well, then what?
We have two drachmas.
Again, I'm asking if the first derech.
Want to protect?
Only if she connect doy, but we can't do she connect doy, so we say mitoich. So why we don't say mitoich? And Mechayv Yeshua says, "You're a choshud, so you can't make a shvuah." She connected, I don't have to make a shvur. They don't have the taket. Takanda, takanda, lo yavdina. Say that. So why we don't say mitoich? Tais says we don't say mitoich. Why we don't say mitoich? So Tais HaRosh Rabbi Luperet says, because in the Rabbonin we don't say mitoich. The Maharam has another pshat Tais means in Amud Aleph, but what Amud Aleph? If the way we learn Amud Aleph, and Choshen we say mitoich. We only said that better than the other guy will make a shvur. If the other guy doesn't make a shvur, so l'chura, we have to learn that Tais is means of Gimel Amud Beis. That we don't say the Rabbanon Mitoich. Till here it's black. Frechtzach the kasha, and this is the kasha of the soup. So in the Rabbanon we don't say Mitoich. So if I'm a Chayim Yoshua says this, and you can make a Shvur, you have to pay? With the Rabbanon we don't say Mitoich. You don't have to pay. So what is the Gemara's kasha that the Shekinah will make a Shvur? We read the Gemara. Nechayim with the Rav Nachman, that now money will be yot chov, and it will be yot ipot, and Omer Rav Nachman, and it will be Shavua Seses. So Rashi Shavua Seses, and the Shekinah will make the Shavua. And we said Be'etzem, is no mitoich. If we're learning Pshat, like we decided, like the Iker Pshat of the Ram, that Be'etzem, the Aloche of Kinect the Nishba, is not Aloche Shavua Sanoiklim. I have to pay you anyways. They felt bad for me that everyone will take advantage of me. They made you to make a shvur. But if I don't have to pay, so you never can make a connector to make a shvur. If I don't have to pay, what is the tzad that the connector will make a shvur? Again, the Gemara is asking a kashi. Our sugi was mechadesh that the Aidin came, they made him a moedim in mikzas, he can make a shvua, he's a choshud. The shekenegdo makes a shvua that he gave 8 more sheep, and he collects the money. Frank, the Gemara, why I need to come to the Aidin? Al shvua seses, you can make the zel b'cheshbon. I'm a chayv with shvua seses, you a choshud, you can make the shvua seses, so I will make the shvua seses, and I will collect the 8. I don't understand. How Shekinegde works? I'm a Chayiv Yeshua Smoide B'Mikzas, you a Choshud. And the minute that you became a Choshud, you have to pay me. Right? Mitoch Shin Yochel Yishova Meshala. Just Chazal feel bad for you that you will pay. They said, when I collect, collect with a Shvua. Right? This is the way we learn in Pshat and Shekinegde. We said, when you don't want to make a Shvua, you pay. When you don't know, you pay. But when you know when you're a choshud, you also pay zogderan. Just then they felt bad that every guy will take advantage, and they said the shekinegde has to make a shvur. Even a shvur de rabbonon is no mitoich. Even a shvur de rabbonon is no mitoich. So when I'm a chayv, you a shvur says this, and you can't make a shvur, you have to pay? No. So what is the Gemara's kasha that the shekinegde will make a shvur and collect? How the shekinegde will make a shvur? How does Shekinegde will make a shvur? This is the kasha of the sugya. How the Gemara wants, if we're learning pshat, that the mechayim of the Shekinegde is no parsha of Shekinegde. It's be'etzem like the Loshon Aran, a regular chiyuv tashlumim. As mitoich shein yochol liyishova meshalem, you are choshud, so you can't make a shvur. Mitoich shein yochol liyishova meshalem. Just Chazal had rachmones of the Chazal had rachmones, and they said, "Listen, you stand pay. Shekinegde will make a shvur. But even the rabbanon is no mitoich, so you don't have to pay. If you don't have to pay, there's no tzad. Shekinegde will make a shvur." So we read the Gemara. Mechayim the Rav Nachman that now money will be all chelach will be put on Nachman and Shua Seses. Frayd the Gemara is a shekinegde. Well, Rav Nachman takanti if takanti 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 la Rabbanon Avdina. Rav Nachman is mechayim Shua. If he can't do it, he can't do it. He's potu zem. What are you asking a kasha that a shekinegde will make a shvur? Mama. If it's no mitoich, it's no tzad of the other person will make a shvur. He doesn't have to pay. If Chazal were not metakin b'shvuah the rabbanon mitoich. So I don't have to pay. So there's no tzadar shekenei that can make a shvuah. So Rav Kiva Eiger is margish. Rav Kiva Eiger wants to say about a bati shedoich hakdike pshat that maybe this is what the Gemara means. The Gemara means val miderabonon. They didn't say mitoich. So b'meile they cannot be metaken that she connect they will make a shvuah. This is what the Gemara means. She asked the Kasa, make a shvuah shekenegdoi. Zog the Gemara, you can't. Because the whole shvuah the Rabbonon is a the Rabbonon. So they were not metaken that he will pay. If they were not metaken that he will pay, it's not mocking to be metaken that shekenegdoi will do a shvuah. So we read the Gemara like this. The Rav Nachman takante le takante le takante le yavdinen, not takante le takante that the other guy can't make a shvuah. The din of mitoch shen yochel lishoa mishalem, Chazal will not metaken it in the shvuah the Rabbanon. As here Rav Kiva Eiger in the Chidushim is matziah hapshat. Again, Rav Kiva Eiger is nemtzachon, like the Voposhut, like we said, like the first time, like in the Ran, that the etzem b'choshut is mitoch. And the whole reason she connected in Nishba is a hemshech. Well, he has to pay anyways. So Be'etzim is paying because he has to pay. The Shvuah, the Rabbanon only came that the guy that is collecting, collect with the Shvuah, Shalei Shafkes. But not that it's the Shvuah Sanoitli. Be'etzim, the money comes from Iker Adin, Keloshen Aran, in the beginning of the seventh Perek in Shvuahs. So what's the Gemara's Kasha with the Rabbanon that she connected? If we know the Teisvus, Kedeperishis, now we know. Then the Rabbanon is no mitoich, so it's no mokim that Shekenegdei b'nishma. Shekenegdei is only, he's collecting the din in mitoshi yochel isho ha-mishal. This is the ganze aloch. He has a koyach to collect that chelek. And if the ganze koyach is to collect that chelek, so if there's no mitoich in the Rabbonon, if there's no mitoich in the Rabbonon, there's no mokim that the Shekenegdei will make a shvuah. So Rav Kiva Eiger says, maybe this is the words of the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, make a Kenegdei. So the Gemara, I can make Shekenegdei. Ari Hesus is the Rabbonon. So they made a takonin that the other guy has to make a shvuah, but they never made a takonin that the other guy has to pay. And while they never made a takonah that the other guy has to pay, but made it special that the Shekenegdei will not have to pay. And in the time of the Tesis and Gittin of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Tesis says, you know why in a Shvuah the Rabbanon you don't say mitoich? Why in a Shvuah the Rabbanon you don't say mitoich? So Tesis and Gittin, kede amrimin bo metziah, takante le takante, lai avdina. ובשבוע דה רבונן לא יאמרין אל מיתו שיוך לשוע המשלם דה תקנטה לתקנטה לא יבדין בואו זה תקנטה לתקנטה this means so our gemore בפשס מלוינים דה גמורה דה גמורה אס דה קשה why the connector is not נשבע תקנטה לתקנטה לא יבדין so אתם כבי הגמור בואו לא דה גמורה different why the connector is not נשבע the answer is the connector is based on a יסוד אל מיתו שיוך לשוע המשלם but the Rabbonon, we don't say mitoich. So b'meila, the whole thing doesn't start. So the Tesis in Gitti Nun Aleph learns that the Gemara is answering why we don't say mitoich by us. Why we don't say mitoich by us? Because the whole shvu the Rabbonon, and in the Rabbonon they didn't make a takon of mitoich. The whole shvu is the Rabbonon. Takanda le takanda lo yavdina. What?
Why those words?
Takante, takante. Even the Shvuah the Raisa is the Raisa, but we look at it like a separate takone. And the Shvuah is the Rabbonon. So the takone to pay, they didn't make. A doichak from Rav Kiva Eiger. I want to prove to me, I know it's a doichak from Rav Kiva Eiger, Why we know for sure that it's not the pshat in our tesis? Why is for sure not the pshat in our sugi? No, no, you have to say. Why is mukha that it's not the pshat in our sugi? Look at tesis, no?
He has to say it.
A right, simple.
He's asking a question.
Oh, more tesis. A raya pshuta that it's not the pshat in our sugi. A raya pshuta, no? No, but a raya pshuta. That's not, no, what is the raya pshuta? Aleph bez, aleph bez. Before aleph bez. Maidani. Look in tesis and heyamud bez. The first tesis in heyamud bez. The first tesis in heyamud bez. What tesis is in Yekasha? Why we don't. What is Kasha? Why we don't say mitoich? If this is the answer to the Gemara, then you know why? Because we can't say mitoich, because in the Rabbana we don't say mitoich. What is this Kasha? This is what the Gemara answered. That why you don't say shekenek, doi? Val, you can't say mitoich, because in the Rabbana you can't say mitoich. So you don't ask the Kasha, vim toimar, say mitoich. The Gemara answered. That's the Shmur the Rabbana, and the Rabbana we don't say mitoich. What? Tesis is asking a kasha. I hear the whole sugi is good. The ma'aseh, what's been betoich? What's been? This is it. If again, our kasha is if we're learning pshat, asay with the ran and shvuos. Are we reminding the tesis that be'etzem the way that she connect the works is be'etzem as a mitir she rasha mishalim even in a choshul, just they feel bad for him, so they said that she connect. So now we're asking, what is the Gemara's kasha and the Rabbanon you want to make shekenek? Are in the Rabbanon is no mitoich, so the guy never has to pay, so there's no tzad that the other guy could collect with a shvua. This is the kasha of the sugi. So Rabbi Kveigel came and said pshat, Ula yeshloima, and it's a thesis in Gittin, maybe also the last line in Tzadik Zayin with Beis and thesis, that this is what the Gemara meant to answer by us. Well, the shvua is the Rabbanon, and the din mitoich is a takon of the Rabbanon, and the shvua of the Rabbanon, they were not metaken on the shvua of the Rabbanon, the takon and mitoich shel yochel lishom mishal. Bemele, you can't say shekenek doi. This is the cheshbon of the sugi. But thesis by us comes and he says, v'im toimar, say mitoich. Let me say mitoich. You told me that with the Rabbanon, you don't say mitoich, and because of that, you can't say the shekenek de nishma. And if Tesis is asking it, Vaistois, he did not say that the takanta means that. So we're back to our question. We are back to the tsuas of the kasha. What is the question? Why are we learning pshat? That the yesoid of shekenek de is giboit. As mitoch shen yochel yishava be'etzem mishalem, like when a guy doesn't want to make a shvur, he has to pay. When he doesn't know, and when he's a choshen. And the first two, they didn't say shekenek doi. And the third one, they said. Why? Why? Tesis asked the kashen on Mudalef, and he answered. The reason they said the shekenek doi, because the shafkas. Other because they feel bad for the guy. But the whole shekenek doi is only a knech when he collects anyways, let him to make a shvur. And a shvur the Rabbanon of Tesis is no mitoich. If it's no mitoich, so what is the Gemara's kasha that make a shvur asesis and shekenek doi will make a shvur? This is the kasha. This is the kasha of the sugi. So we have be'etzem two kashas. This kasha and what we asked in the beginning and the second mahalach. The second mahalach that didn't learn like that. And he learned that choshu tak is no mitoich. We asked the kasha, why choshu shvur le mekoimo? He anyway never asked to pay. This is the reason we already shlugged away that pshat and we didn't go with it. But we have to remember that it was a bach that talked like that. We are not going with that. But we have such a bach. So we have two main kashas in the sugi. Two main kashas in the sugi. If we learn that choshu is no mitoich, why choshu shvur le mekoimo? So we pushed away that pshat, but we owe a teretz. And then I have another ore. Why? And our sugya, the Gemara wants that in a shvur the Rabbanon, you will say the shekenegdo will make a shvur. If the ganze shekenegdo is giboit of them, then mitor shen yochel yishav ha-mishal. And the third ore we have, Rav Kiva Eker is gil neshas. Why the thesis is busy with it here? Azapshat. So I want the Maran Be'ez Hashem to see the Reb Nochem inside. It's a very simple teretz, and with that we could go weiter to different.